Our League of Women Voters feature is a regular feature of Wednesdays here on KUMD. Zandy Zweibel is the current president of the League of Women Voters Duluth, and she's wrapping up her year as president at their annual meeting this evening. Zandy, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So talk about your year as president. What are some of the things that you look back on with pride and say, hey, we kind of rocked that?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I think the league sort of rocks everything, so it's hard to point to a few things. But some things we did new this year is after our kickoff, we had a meeting on some of the things that one of our members, Gail Schoenfelder, had done for the community related to civic engagement on social justice issues, and we had a lot of interest in that committee, so we've started a new committee on our social justice and equality. That group started up in November, and they've been meeting every month, and they have a lot of concentration on the schools and the Head Start programs and some of the curriculum-type things, so we've been working with the PTSA and some issues that way, too, so we're getting back into that program. And another new one that we upped this year as a committee is specifically our trafficking committee that has been doing work with PAVSA and other groups for the last 5 years, and so we've now budgeted them into a specific committee program. So there's two new things.
What about things that you say, ugh, darn it, we ran out of money, we ran out of time, we didn't get to, we gotta push on these moving forward?
Oh, there was only one thing that I think we ran out of time on, and that was when the judicial lawyers were doing tours of the city hall, and we had set something up to have a league member lead that, and we just didn't have enough time to get into our voter and get it promoted. But other than that, I think, when you ask this, I have an entire page, two pages of the things that we've accomplished this year, and I don't know. The volunteers have been just outstanding, and the committee leaders are outstanding, and so it's just, I feel so lucky to work with this group of people because they've really done a lot. Even the Observer Corps is another thing, I guess I forgot to mention, that we've started up again this year, so we have members that are sitting at city council meetings and the Human Rights Commission and St. Louis County Board, that sort of thing, and just taking notes. And so I don't know, only one thing that I can think of that we didn't quite get to.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
So when you go back to being, after your year as president, you go back to being a regular League of Women Voters member.
Yeah.
What mm-hmm. is going to be your focus as a regular member this year?
Okay, well, prior to this, I had been doing the treasury position for about 5 years, so I'm kind of looking forward to an opportunity to concentrate on the few things I want, and I would like to remain with the Social Justice Committee and concentrate on some of the school issues, because I am actually quite an advocate of the PTA and PTSA, the citywide PTSA, and then also I have an interest in getting our food in the school study app actually accomplished this year. So we had initiated that a little while back and got some movement on it, but I think we're going to get that done this year. So
it's you may not have a title, but you're still going to keep yourself awfully busy with the league.
Yes, and that's just it. I mean, you don't have to have a title to be involved with this group, and anything that interests you, it's a great group to come to. If you have something that you're passionate about, you'll tend to find others that, as long as it relates to civic engagement and social responsibility, it's a great group of people to be involved with.
So the annual meeting is this evening. If somebody's never been a member of the league before and they're kind of curious to find out how it works or what their volunteer opportunities might be, is this a good event to recommend that they come to tonight?
Oh, I would love to say that. I tell you what, they could come and bid on the silent auction items, but we had to take account for dinner, because there is a dinner, so we had to have a count in by yesterday, so the tickets are already sold. The best time for folks to come is in September in our kickoff, and we usually have that like the second week of September or so, and it's always a free event, and we make sure this past year it was Chocolate Decadence Revisited, and a lot of people had a lot of fun there. So that's a good time to come. One other thing I could mention is we are having the state convention here in Duluth, and so that's going to be the 12th through the 14th of June. And folks can come. We have a meet and greet with our state board and state board members that would be on the 12th, and that's Friday at 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Teatro Zicconi. And they could come to that and just talk with folks and start to get an idea of what League's about. But we also have a banquet on the 13th that they could sign up for if they're interested.
And, of course, you can always go to the website,
yeah,
and you can drop somebody a line. There's phone numbers,
yeah,
listed. You can give somebody a call. But
right,
it sounds like it would be something definitely worth checking out. I thought of the League actually this morning, finding out that there is a chamber campaign camp taking place today.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to run for political office but you don't know where to start, you can go to this camp for today. Mm-hmm. It's between 1 and 5 p.m., and it's free. Former City Councilor Jim Stauber is going to be there to give folks advice. They've got a fella coming in from a public relations outfit to talk about media issues and effective communication. It's at the Chamber Conference Room at 5 West 1st Street, Suite 101. The League isn't actually sponsoring this camp, but it does seem like kind of a leaguey thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. Anything that encourages people to run for office or be engaged in public policy, it's great. That's wonderful that's going on.
Well, Zandy, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you, and I hope we'll have a chance to schmooze again soon.
All right. Take care.
Zandy Zweibel is the current League of Women Voters Duluth president, and she's wrapping up her year as president tonight. The annual meeting takes place this evening, Wednesday, May 13th.